Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The latest population estimate for the endangered North Atlantic right whale indicates that the species' recent decline has quickened. As Fred Bever reports, at least 30 fewer whales are alive now compared with the end of 2016.
An updated estimate by scientists at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration pegged the number of North Atlantic right whales alive in 2016 in the low 440s. Scientists now say it's likely there are no more than 411 left. That calculation is based on a trove of statistical data, observations of individual animals, a wave of observed mortalities, and no newborn whales seen in the most recent calving season.
It continues to be what I call grim.
Charles Stormy Mayo, a whale specialist at the Provincetown Center for Coastal Studies, is one of many observers who say without new action, the trend line for the whales will lead to extinction within a few decades. He adds, however, that while there were no calves seen last season, there is hope that some 100 fertile females who've had an extra year to rest and feed will be more productive this winter.
They haven't been doing anything with regard to pregnancy over the last couple of years, and so I anticipate we're going to see a real substantial burst. It's going to need it to make up for the hollow that we're in.
And depending on what action federal regulators decide is warranted, lobstermen in Maine and elsewhere may have to contend with costly new gear changes that aim to reduce the risk of whales becoming entangled in trap rope. Action on the issue is expected early next year. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.